The supposed insight of the higher animals is mostly on a reactive level and usually appears only after the experience of a reaction through trial and error. Man is on the other hand able to exercise scientific, moral, and spiritual insight prior to all exploration or experimentation. Only a consciously aware human personality endowed by the Trinity Father truly knows the significance of what it is doing before it does it. Only such endowed personalities possess insight in advance of experience. A human personality can look before it leaps and can therefore learn from looking as well as from leaping. A non-personality endowed animal ordinarily learns only by leaping. As a result of its physical experiences, an animal becomes able to examine the different ways of attaining a goal and to select an approach based on that accumulated experience. But a human personality is able to also examine the goal itself and pass judgment on its worthwhileness, its value. Animal intelligence can discriminate as to the best means of attaining indiscriminate ends. But a consciously aware and moral being possesses an insight which enables him to discriminate between good and bad ends as well as between means. He knows what he is doing, why he is doing it, where he is going, and how he will get there. A moral being in choosing moral virtue is still exercising intelligence as well. When man fails to discriminate between the good and bad moral outcomes of his mortal striving, he finds himself functioning on the animal level of existence. He has failed to avail himself of the superior advantages of that mental acumen, moral discrimination, and spiritual insight which are an integral part of his cosmic mind endowment as a personality endowed being. In the day-by-day life of mortal man, morality virtue is realized by the consistent choosing of good rather than evil, and such choosing ability is evidence of the possession of a true moral nature. Man's choosing between good and evil can be influenced, however, not only positively by the keenness of his moral nature, but also by such negative influences as ignorance, immaturity, and delusion. A sense of proportion is also very much involved in the exercise of moral virtue, because evil may be perpetrated when the lesser is chosen in the place of the greater as a result of a distortion or deception. The art of relative estimation or comparative measurement enters into an important part of the practice of the virtues of the moral realm. Man's moral nature would be impotent without the art of measurement, which is the discrimination embodied in his ability to scrutinize meanings. Likewise would moral choosing be futile without that cosmic insight which yields the consciousness of spiritual values. From the standpoint of intelligence, man ascends to the level of a moral being because he is endowed with a consciously aware personality. Morality can never be fully advanced by /law/or/force/. It is a personal and free will matter and must be disseminated by the example of those who are socially aware, and can influence those who are less morally responsive, but who are also in some measure desirous of doing the Father's will. /Based in part on a text given by a universal censor from Yuva Ursa in the Urantia book. Chapter 4, Vibration and Density. The illusion of separateness from the rest of formation and our creator arises not only from a strong earthly preoccupation with the individual self and its physical needs, but is further emphasized by the historic existence of a frequency fence or veil surrounding our quarantined planet. This has totally isolated us from directly contacting and experiencing the higher spiritual planes. This veil has been built up over tens of thousands of years and can be readily seen by those with psychic sight as a dark cloud of negativity surrounding Earth. The veil is a legacy of all the darkness which has built up, partly through the latent natural self-centeredness in most unevolved souls, but more significantly, through having been brought in by an outside insidious source of evil which has infected some of the outer universes of Orvanton. However, the ruling Trinity hierarchy of Paradise has not up to now chosen to remove this surrounding veil. They appear to see Earth's unique quarantined environment as providing many with a unique learning experience on the extremes of negative-positive duality. For those descending beings who have come down from the central universes of Havana and Paradise as volunteers, they have themselves made a prior life contract which has accepted the curtailing restrictions. They also have come down here to learn a powerful lesson from Earth's strong culture of perpetual conflict. From this they often learn useful lessons in their attempts at reform, and the experience can provide them with a great strengthening of their soul against negativity, something they might find useful to deploy in a possible future grand formation out in the great void. The veil has thus made it virtually impossible to be aware of, or remember our past lives on the higher worlds. Our present tense and low vibration rate prevents us from seeing the higher dimensions composed of less dense matter and more widely spaced out atoms. Fourth dimensional beings are therefore totally invisible to us unless they lower their vibration rate down to our own level. Only those who have over many lifetimes developed their powers of extrasensory perception are normally able to see higher vibrational level beings or possibly communicate with them. Occult science explains that all matter is made up of various groupings and combinations of atoms with their orbiting electrons and protons, all of which oscillate about each other in a positive-negative vibratory movement whilst maintaining a fixed magnetic spacing from each other. All atoms, and the resultant matter that they constitute through their cohesive groupings, vibrate at different frequency rates dependent on their complexity and density, a low frequency promoting a denser grouping, and higher frequencies creating less dense, more spaced out and refined matter. Within the three main vibrational frequency, density ranges of the spiritual, etheric and physical planes, occult science also identifies seven subdivisions, or intermediate levels. The occultist finds that physical matter exists in seven subgrades or orders of density: solid, liquid, gaseous, etheric, super-etheric, subatomic, atomic. Particles of all these grades enter into the composition of the body, the physical vehicle. The physical body, however, has two well-marked divisions: the dense body, composed of solids, liquids and gases, and the etheric body, or etheric double as it is frequently called, consisting of the four finer grades of physical matter. Every solid, liquid and gaseous particle of the physical body is surrounded with an etheric envelope, hence the etheric double, as its name implies, is a perfect duplicate of the dense form. In size it projects about 1/4 of an inch beyond the skin. Between the physical and the higher etheric vibration densities there is an important intermediate level, the astral realm, composed of slightly lower vibration etheric matter. The astral plane is also known as the seat of our emotional body, and is usually the first level on which we arrive after the transition we call death. As the seat of our emotions, senses and memory, and of our subconscious mind, it is also the level where we are constantly recording all our thoughts and experiences into the great celestial memory bank known as the Akashic Records. Here is the storage point for all our memory data available for later retrieval by our physical brain. In fact, this is the sole source of all memory. We do not actually store memories within our physical brain matter, but use it only as a communication link to the Akashic Records stored within the ethers. With the onset of old age, those who have started to lose their interest and attachment to an earthly life, a part of their brain loses its capacity through lack of use, to record incoming events. However, another part of the brain may still be able to retrieve longer-term memories, through having maintained a greater use of it, those past events which still have an interest for them. All of the original patterns for our physical body are replicated on the etheric plane in the etheric body as an exact counterpart. This is why, for instance, when a person loses a limb, they often feel it as still being there as a ghost limb. Since most illnesses originate in mental or emotional disorder, they first of all manifest in the etheric emotional body before being transmitted down to the physical body. Many New Age healing therapies, such as radionics and other forms of spiritual healing, apply healing on the etheric level. As this can be instantly transmitted through the non-physical ethers, healing can be done on the physical plane from any distance or place without physical contact between healer and patient. Transmitting a corrective vibrational frequency, such as through radionics, to the physical body can restore the lowered disease frequency to its former vibrational rate, thus replicating the pattern set within the counterpart etheric body. At our dense physical third dimensional vibration rate level, our physical perception range, apart from the sense of touch, is limited to a range between the frequencies of sound, 16 to 20,000 cycles per second, and the higher visible light frequency spectrum. Visually, this ranges upwards from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, to the ultraviolet level. We are therefore unable to see any higher frequency vibrational matter outside of this range. This is why we fail to see any living life on our neighboring fourth and fifth dimensional planets, or the presence of their visiting spacecraft, except in those cases where they have chosen to lower their vibration level for our benefit. What we are seeing of their planets is the basic physical third dimensional core, even though it is in fact surrounded by higher vibrational planes of etheric matter and inhabitants. The spirit world has as many distinct planes of existence as an onion has skins, each forming an outer protecting skin to the previous one and providing a means of contacting the experiences which that particular plane has to offer. These planes are coexistent with our physical world, invisible to our slow-reacting sense of sight, yet as real as the invisible waves which carry our radio programs. As a spirit descends, plane by plane, into the depths of experience, a body, complete with the organs of sense suitable for manifestation in that particular sphere, has to be donned in order that those senses may respond to the vibration of things comprising that sphere. Without such a garment, it would not be found possible either to express oneself or to receive impressions in local surroundings, and the experiences in that particular plane would be fruitless. The often puzzling idea of invisible worlds and beings being totally invisible and yet interpenetrating us can be more readily understood if we bear in mind that all solid matter is in fact composed of atoms with spaces around them. It is, of course, well known that even in the hardest substance no two atoms ever touch one another, the space between two adjacent atoms being in fact enormously larger than the two atoms themselves. Orthodox physical science long ago has posited an ether which interpenetrates all known substances, the densest solid as well as the most rarefied gas, and just as this ether moves with perfect freedom between the particles of densest matter, so does etheric matter interpenetrate it in turn, and moves with perfect freedom among its particles. Thus a being in the etheric world might be occupying the same space as a being living in the physical world, yet each would be entirely unconscious of the other, and would in no way impede the free movement of the other. We have had many communications from our space visitors explaining the nature of the different vibratory levels. One such communication came through Dua in her book Ashtar, a tribute, in which she attempts to clarify the matter by asking Commander Ashtar of the Ashtar Command in charge of the large fleet of spaceships surrounding and protecting planet Earth. Dua, from your statement that you are etheric, am I to presume that you have evolved beyond the stage of a physical body? Ashtar, correct. I do not possess a physical casing of the dense type such as yours. I am definitely etheric, as are all people on other planets in this solar system. However, this does not mean that we are invisible to each other, as we are to you under normal circumstances. We see each other and live much as you do, but we do not have this dense physical casing which you possess. The advantages, benefits and comforts of this living are enormous, and the irritations of the fleshly envelope are most uncomfortable. Unless we choose to convert the vibrational frequency of our bodies to one which is visible to your optics, we remain invisible to your people. Nevertheless, highly evolved people, with a good psychic eye as you call it, can sometimes see us in vaporous form, although we may be invisible to other earthlings in the same location. When your clairvoyants travel in their spiritual bodies to our civilizations on other planets, they see and are able to interpret our lives because they are not using their physical eyes but their astral or psychic sight, to which we are visible just as though we were physical. I am curious about the nature of etheric matter. For example, there is one case on record where one of our jet aircraft flew right through a spaceship, without hitting anything solid whatever. Are your ships made of a vaporous substance, or are they a different form of earthly matter? Ashtar, we have all the elements you know on Earth, and many more. The etheric form of metals differs in its atomic and molecular structure from Earth-made metals. For example, The distance between the nucleus and the orbiting electrons of the etheric ion is much greater than in physical iron, as you know it on Earth. This permits the atoms of earthly steel to pass right through the atoms of etheric steel in such a way that nothing happens to either form of steel. The etheric form of steel enjoys a higher vibratory rate than earthly steel and therefore is not apparent to earthly vision or, if you prefer, physical eyesight. Because of our knowledge of universal law, our very being consists of a higher level of vibration than you people of Earth. You see, every particle of the universe consists of molecules whose center contains an atom around which electrons and protons revolve. Each molecule of a different molecular structure vibrates at a different frequency. The inside of a molecule is identical in makeup to the universe. Planets revolve around central suns, solar systems around galaxies, galaxies around a great central universal sun. Each molecule vibrates at whatever frequency seems appropriate for our existence. As one becomes more spiritual in nature, thinking only of the welfare of others and not of power and greed, the higher the molecules of one's being will vibrate. As we know in our dimension, it is possible for these molecules to vibrate so rapidly that the frequency becomes pure light. This is why we call ourselves the forces of light. We depend on the light from the source, the cosmic creator God, for our existence. Chapter 5, Our Higher Self and Twin Souls. When a creator God out in the great void is ready to create an original soul, he will go to the cosmic creator and in essence request an egg. In this egg are all of the divine structures and patterns that are contained within the prime creator, just as when a mother produces a human egg, her DNA is within that. The original creator gods are the only ones who are able to make this request and hold it. Interestingly, just as a woman would have no control over the genetic makeup of the particular egg that she would release, we in a sense have no control over which of those diamond crystalline forms we draw out from source. So to us it is a beautiful surprise with each new soul that we create. Each crystalline structure has a uniqueness that is new and unexpected for us each time. And these crystalline forms, through intent and love and prayer, can be created into individual souls, each as the originating higher self monad soul. You can also give birth to entire universes of matter in this way. To create an entire universe of matter, though, would generally require more than two of the creator gods. It would in fact take a circle of creator gods to pull forth one of these structures and create a universe with it. Bu points out that over two-thirds of the original monad souls created by the creator gods are created as twin souls, two beings each representing an aspect of either the male or female gender polarity. They always retain an element of their own gender throughout their evolution. The firstborn souls often remain as residents of the highest planes of light, and are also known as the higher self monads. They will then themselves later give birth to further extension souls, or aspects of themselves, many of which will descend to the lower worlds to gain further evolutionary experience. Over time the original monads become the celestial parents and great-grandparents of a large and growing family of related family soulmates living on many different levels of worlds. Feyu, twin flames are born when the creator gods and the cosmic parents, monads, decide to create a total being as twins. In human bodies, there are sometimes twins who are fraternal and sometimes twins who are identical and who are from the same egg. This would be the case with twin souls. They would be created by splitting the original form of an egg. This is done with intent, it is done with great love and reverence. When the twin soul is created, the male-female polarity is inserted at that point and remains constant. Oftentimes it can temporarily reverse, where each soul will take on the opposite sex for an incarnation, but the fundamental gender will always revert to the original. Some other souls are created as single souls and there is also a smaller group who are actually created as a group soul, wherein you would have multiple souls that would actually be identical twins. It is simply a matter of choice. The path of the singular soul is no less great than the path of the twin soul. There are dynamics and mechanisms, paths of awakening and enlightenment, which happen with the singular soul that do not happen with the twin soul. Perhaps you could say the dynamics of separation and return for the singular soul would be played out not with a twin, but directly with Prime Creator, or possibly with the Creator Gods, cosmic progenitors, monads. It is an equally beautiful path, just a different path. Prior formations to our grand universe in the Great Void also had rudimentary third dimensions, but they never had self-aware life forms in them at that level. As this was the most complex of all the subsequent grand universe formations and in many ways the grandest of all of them, the Absolute, Cosmic Creator wanted to be able to experience the totality of this new formation. Therefore humans are the eyes, the ears, the fingertips, the nose, and the sense of taste for the Prime Creator. In an unfallen universe, the third-dimensional humans are hardwired directly to Cosmic Creator and their experiences are directly fed back to Cosmic Creator. In the fallen universes that is not quite so. In the scriptures there are references to humans being the crown of formation, and this is why. Humans are the ultimate complexity, far more complex in their makeup than angels. They are the ultimate biocomputer, the ultimate sensing machine. Therefore their insatiable desire to experience is hardwired into all humans. The existence of the third dimension is not an aberration or an error, distorted though it may be in this local universe. If you look at fractals, as they branch out and out and out, they get smaller and finer and more complex as they spread out. The physical plane is like that, like the fingertips of a fractal. Look at the nerve endings in your hand, how many there are, and how they flower out into so many millions of sights to experience. That is similar to the third dimension. Then if you look at the center of the body, there are not those kinds of complexities in nerve endings. And that would be more like the center, or the higher dimensions, of formation. So you on this physical plane, in a human form, are the nerve endings. You are the perception points for the Creator to experience the formation. And all that you have ever experienced goes directly back to the Creator. There is much purpose in this, and in a balanced light universe, there is great joy in this level of formation. It is felt that life would not be complete without it. For within every atom and every subatomic particle, there is that direct link with the Prime Creator. And this is not something that even a Creator God can create. A Creator God can create a universe, but he or she will do so out of the material that the Cosmic Creator has created. The return of light slash the imminent restoration of Earth and liberation of humanity, Revelations from the Creator God Horus, by Ella Gabriel and Karen Kshbaum. A link to the full text is available at the end of chapter 10. The original firstborn souls created by the Creator Gods nearest to the Absolute, Cosmic Creator are old souls who have progressed in evolution and wisdom through a succession of grand universes, many of which have chosen to come over to our present grand universe as residents of Havana and the Paradise Isle. These beings, considered to be of perfected status within our present grand universe, have then parented further extension souls or lower aspects of themselves to descend down to various levels of the worlds of matter as descending beings. A high proportion of these original old souls were initially created by the Creator Gods as twin souls, twin flames, two forever linked souls, each one always bearing an inherent element of male or female polarity. These old souls often take on the role towards their offspring of a higher self to provide their descending being offspring with a continuous protective oversight during a sojourn on the lower worlds of matter. They will then constantly supervise all their activities as well as providing intuitive internal messages with any spiritual guidance, any higher knowledge they may need. However, they have all undertaken a pledge not to overtly interfere in their offspring's lives, and thus to allow them the full use of the Creator's gift of free will. This allows the offspring to develop their own independent identity and personality without outside interference. To do otherwise would be creating their own negative karma through an act of interference. The great law of karma requires that all evolving souls personally experience the consequences of all their cause and effect actions, and for them alone to rebalance them. Thus the parenting higher selves are only allowed to offer advice when it is specifically requested, and they must never attempt to alleviate or eliminate those hard lessons they may see coming the way of their offspring. As twin soul extension souls descend into the lower worlds of matter with a growing sense of separation from the higher planes, they will increasingly experience a stronger expression of the nature of their inherent masculine and feminine polarity. The male polarity largely expresses a positive outgoing active force and the female a contrasting soft inwards spiritual and nurturing force. By experiencing a stronger separation of polarity on lower worlds, they are gradually forced through their inherent desire to return to a co-joined unity, to develop a more thorough balance between the male and female characteristics. Therefore, they may often choose at a spiritual level to switch genders for a particular physical incarnation in order to fully experience the qualities of the opposite polarity. This often causes varying difficulties of sexual identity on Earth when a particular soul has chosen to reincarnate into an unaccustomed gender. A soul of predominantly /female/ characteristics incarnating into a male body may thus find they are more attracted to the partnership of another male. Likewise, a predominantly /male/ soul incarnated now as a female, will most likely seek a partnership with another female. In some cases, there may even be an impetus to go through a change of sex operation, back to a more accustomed gender. When a twin soul incarnates on a difficult lower physical level planet such as Earth, the other twin often remains behind on a higher spiritual plane in order to provide intuitional guidance. There are occasions, however, such as when undertaking an important joint mission on Earth, that twin souls do arrange to share a third dimensional incarnation together. The time and place of their first earthly meeting is always previewed on the spiritual plane before the incarnation. When they finally do meet down on Earth, they will usually experience an instant and deep recognition, the well-known feeling of love at first sight, as they intuitively remember their eternal spiritual connection. They may even recognize the scene of their pre-planned earthly meeting place as they had already previewed it on the spiritual plane. Such romantic love at first sight episodes forever touches a fundamental note of human longing, and is the subject of many of Earth's greatest love stories. Archangel Michael /Speaking on Soulmates and Twin Souls. The definition of soulmates, as opposed to twin souls, twin flames, is that they are a part of those that you surround yourself with, those that you believe are like-minded, like-hearted, those that you like to form friendships with, often that you will choose to enter into partnership or relationship with, sometimes into sacred union. And we do differentiate between what we would call partnership or relationship, or what you would even call marriage, and what we would call even higher or more divinely guided, which is a sacred union. So your best friend can be a soulmate. It can also be a member of your soul family. And very often there is a blurring of those two lines. If you thought of the circle as a spiral, or if you thought of it as one circle, your soul family would be very close to you in that circle, then your soulmates, and then those who are still part of the unfoldment, but more a part of the collective. You may or may not have ever encountered them before. But there is still a soul agreement that you will be on planet during these times with those beings. When you meet somebody and you know them for 5 minutes, and you know then that you love them, you share something much deeper. It is the recognition not only of someone that you have traveled with before, but someone who is a soulmate, someone who is part of your soul family. That is how you recognize one another. It is that almost instantaneous connection. Now, twin souls, twin flames, is another area. It is an area where you have connected with one another. Think of this in the way that you would think of twins. Think of it sometimes where you have the opening of identical twins, and so you have a nucleus that fissions. So you are both part of the same light, the same hope, the same mission, the same vision, the same energy. It is extremely rare that one incarnates into physical form, particularly in what we would say is old Earth, with one's twin flame. That situation generally only occurs when the mission is of such magnitude that it is necessary. In many ways, you may think, or feel, that your twin flame is like a guardian angel, and they hold the space for you to go forward and assume a form and incarnation to do the work that you have chosen to do. So it is the /other half of you /not the higher self, Do not mistake it that way, but the other half. And often you tend to think of it in terms of gender, but that is a human way to conceive of it. And you also understand that you have incarnated as male, female, in every life form. So you may keep that distinction, but understand that you have all done everything. Do you have a preferred form? Generally, yes. But that is the way it operates.